Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, I'm Kim Wendy of PassionateHorsemanship.com and the creator of Win With Your Horse. I have 40 plus years of experience working with horses, and I teach equestrians how to achieve greater success by developing a deeper connection and communicating more effectively with horses. You can find more about the products and services that I offer by visiting my website at PassionateHorsemanship.com. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about clicker training horses and the tools needed to get started. I do want to say thank you to the live viewers listening and also to those who listen to the replay. I appreciate you so much. If you find this broadcast valuable, I would really appreciate it if you would share this with your friends so they can learn how to clicker train their horse too. So, the tools that you're going to need to get started clicker training your horse, you're going to need a clicker, a target, treats, and a treat bag. Now, something that you can pick up, like you could probably go to PetSmart, Petco. You can find it online. I bought mine at Amazon. But it is something that I always recommend everybody to start out with, and that's because the clicker is a very distinct sound. And it's called, I'll do this for you. It's like that sound. And your horses usually haven't heard that kind of sound. It's very unique. And that's why I start people out with that sound, because it's different than saying, good boy, good girl, because a lot of our horses have heard things like that. So I always start people out with a clicker. And then gradually you can move on to using something else later on, because what I have found with the clicker, even though some of my clickers do have a little loop on the end of them, and then I can put one of those little wristbands on them to hold, I still sometimes find that that's hard to maneuver. But like I said, in the beginning, I suggest you start out with a clicker. And then later on, you can move to something different. Now, for me, what I do after I start out, because I start every horse with a clicker. I don't care what, you know, even though I've been doing this for several years, I still start a new horse out with a clicker. But then after a while, what I do is I graduate to the noise that I make, which is and let them know, because, again, that is a unique sound. I did not want to go with something like good boy, good girl. I just wanted a very unique sound, so that's what I do for my type of sound to make that signal say, yes, that's it. And that's what the clicker is for, is to mark that thing that you want in the instant that it happens. That's why you want to use a clicker, because it is very fast. You'll want to have one of those. The next thing I tell people is to get a target. Now, for me, what I did with the target is I went to the feed store, and they had this short little stick. I don't know. It's probably, I think about 3 feet is what it is. And I think it's a pig stick, what they use to move pigs around and stuff like that with. So then what I did is I took a pool noodle and cut off a portion of a pool noodle, and I hot glued it to the end so that I could make my target. Now, that is something that you'll need in the beginning so that the horse, they start understanding what this communication is all about and how it works. And so I have the target that they touch, and then you click the minute they touch it and give them the treat. The target also for things so that when you get ready to have them do other tasks, for example, when you're getting ready to do trailer loading. So you have that target and they're touching the target and you're moving closer to the trailer or getting to go over a bridge, something of that nature, and that's why a target comes in handy. There are people who use the target also for riding. for a specific task. So your target will come in handy to have that also. Now, treats is something that you may have to play around with your horse, because I know some horses, they don't like, some of mine don't like carrots. Some don't like apples, you know. And then the other thing you have to take into consideration is treats, you know, like if it was cut up apples, they're going to be kind of sticky. So you may not want something like that. And then, that, like I said, carrots, they may not like carrots. And I understand some people have to really be concerned about a horse that maybe has issues with sugar, starches, things of that nature. I do have some that I just got recently. Now, I don't have a horse with any of those challenges, but I got some treats here recently from Stan Lee that were low in starch and low in sugar, and my horses do seem to like those. So you'll just have to experiment with the treats. And then also on the treats, it may be that you have to go to a little bit bigger ones, because some horses are what they call like a vacuum mouth. They go to take the treat and they just put the whole mouth around you. And so you'll need something a little bit bigger so that they can feel that instantly, instead of trying to, you know, put their little mouth, their lips around your hand. And the treats are, I always look for treats that don't have a ton of different ingredients in them that you can't pronounce. So when you look at that bag, look at it and see, can you pronounce all those ingredients on there? Because that's something that I work with people on, is using holistic products for their horses. And I teach horse owners about using holistic products and methods for their horses, which will save them time, money, or they'll know what to do before the veterinarian arrives. So I'm always a label reader. That's something I would say, you know, look at your labels and see what they have for those treats. And I, with Stanley products, I can read everything on there and understand it instead of this big, long name of what the heck is that you have to go search Google and figure out what it is. Now, the last thing is a treat bag. I like to have a treat bag instead of carrying it in my pocket. Because what I have found is if you carry the treats in your pocket, when you're done with your session and you take those treats out of your pocket and you lay them off someplace, the horse can still smell those treats, the residue that it left in your pocket. And it just sets your horse up to start mugging you. And I want to set my horses up for success. So I don't put them in my pockets. I have the treat bag, with the treat bag's on. They know, okay, we're going to go to work. And then when I take the treat bag off, when I'm finished with the session and I take the treat bag off, then I go back over there and let them realize that, you know, we're done. There's no treat bag, anything like that. But that's why I suggest a treat bag. Now, again, you can find the treat bags on Amazon. I had ordered one from a lady that makes different types. I mean, she, you know, like place mats, and she had some treat bags. She just makes different little things like that. So I ordered one from her, but I also had used an old fanny pack for that. Now, I know some people have taken, like, an old hunting vest and put on and put the treats in the pockets then, but when they're done, then they take that vest off so they don't have to worry about when they go back over to their horse. Because, like I said, your horse needs to learn that, you know, when you're there without that, it's not time to work. It's just time for us to hang out, to be together. So you can find those different things. And, again, I will have on my site at passionatehorsemanship.com, I will have a resource page where you can find some of these things, these tools to go and get them so that you can get started with clicker training. Now, in my episodes coming up, I'm going to be talking about the things that you do to get going with clicker training. In fact, that's going to be my next episode, is talking about how you get started doing the clicker training and the treat delivery, excuse me, and going in that direction. So be sure you come next week and listen to the episode about how to get started. Today, I just want to share with you the tools that you need to get started. And again, if you come in late, the tool that you're going to need to get started is a clicker, a target, treats, and a treat bag. And back on the target, let me tell you, I like I said, I had gotten a pig stick and put a full noodle on the end of it. But the thing that you can do is work with what you have. You may have like a dressage whip that you can just take the end of, you know, the handle, and have them target that. You can, I've seen people take a empty Coke bottle and have them target that. Or one of those little tiny cones that you can pick up. I've seen those at Tractor Supply, too, where you can just a little cone where you can pick it up. You know, you can be able to hold it. And the reason why I like the target that I made is because, you know, it's like an extension of my arm that I can put out there longer and have them follow it. Where if I had a Coke bottle, it's not as far out there. But with the little stick that I've got, it's further out there. So that's why I kind of like that stick. So, but start with what you have until you can do something more with it. So, again, you can find the information that you need and these tools, and you can go to my website at passionatehorsemanship.com and look on the resources page there, and it will point you to where you can find some of the tools to get started with clicker training your horse. And I really encourage you to give it a try. Clicker training is a great communication tool. And I know my horses and my clients' horses have done very, very well with it. And the way that I do things is I do phase out the click and the treat. So I want people to know that I don't continually click and treat, that it's to teach a new behavior or reinforce a behavior for later on. But I don't keep doing that because I want other people to really get into using this and how powerful it can be. And I realize in the show ring, you can't be clicking and treating. So I teach people how they phase it out and still have great success with the horse. And have that communication, you know, build the deeper connection with your horse and really communicate effectively with your horse. So be sure to visit my website at passionatehorsemanship.com and reach out to me if you have any questions. Now, again, in the future, I'm going to be interviewing some people in the horse world. So if there's somebody that you would like to hear from, send me a message. Let me know who you'd like to hear from in the horse world and tell me what is the number one question you would ask that person if you got a chance to talk to them. So I appreciate you listening to the radio show today. And if you found this valuable, please share it with your friends. Go to my website, passionatehorsemanship.com. Look on the resources page. There you will find links to where you can find the tools, the clicker, the target, treats, and the bag. Again, thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you being here. And I hope you have a great day. And go out there and give your horse a hug.